Hey everyone, Riley Hart here, and welcome back to Overthinking Cure, Quiet Your Mind. I know, Mondays can feel like a real drag sometimes, but trust me, we're going to kickstart this week with something awesome. Something that can seriously level up your relationships. We're diving deep into the world of boundaries. Ever feel like you're constantly giving in your relationships, and not getting much back? Yeah, I've been there. It's a total recipe for burnout and resentment. That's why today's episode is all about setting healthy boundaries, those invisible lines that protect your energy, time, and emotional well-being. Think of it like this. Boundaries are like the fence around your amazing garden. They keep out the weeds, pests, and drama while letting in the sunshine and good vibes. They're essential for any relationship, whether it's with a partner, friend, family member, or even that annoying coworker who always borrows your stapler. So, how do we build these powerful fences? Let's break down 5 key takeaways to get you started. 1. Know your worth. This is the foundation of everything. Seriously, knowing your worth means recognizing your value as a person. You deserve respect, kindness, and consideration, just like everyone else. When you know your worth, it becomes easier to say no when something doesn't feel right or to communicate your needs clearly. Remember, self-respect is not selfish, it's essential for healthy relationships. 2. Identify your needs. Take a minute to reflect on what makes you feel happy, comfortable, and safe in a relationship. What are your non-negotiables? Maybe it's having quality time alone, feeling heard and understood, or having space when you need it. Once you know your needs, you can start communicating them effectively to the people in your life. 3. Learn to say no gracefully. This one's a game changer. Saying no doesn't have to be harsh or confrontational. You can be polite and assertive at the same time. Try phrases like, "Thank you for asking, but I'm not able to do that right now," or, "I appreciate the offer, but I need to prioritize something else." Remember, it's okay to put your needs first. 4. Communicate clearly. Don't expect others to read your mind. Be open and honest about your boundaries. Explain them calmly and respectfully, using I statements like, "I feel uncomfortable when," or "I need." This helps prevent misunderstandings and sets clear expectations. 5. Practice consistency. Setting boundaries is an ongoing process. It takes time to establish new patterns and get comfortable with saying no. Be patient with yourself and keep practicing. Remember, the more you enforce your boundaries, the stronger they become. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you have a friend who constantly cancels plans at the last minute, leaving you feeling frustrated and unimportant. You've tried hinting at how this makes you feel, but nothing seems to change. This is where setting a boundary comes in. Instead of letting it slide, you could say something like, "Hey, friend's name, I really value our time together. When you cancel plans last minute, it makes me feel disrespected and like my time isn't important. In the future, if you need to reschedule, please give me as much notice as possible." Now, that doesn't mean your friend is a bad person. They might just be disorganized or unaware of how their actions affect you. But by clearly communicating your boundary, you're creating space for a healthier and more respectful friendship. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you set healthy boundaries in your relationships. Remember, knowing your worth, identifying your needs, saying no gracefully, communicating clearly, and practicing consistency are the keys to building strong, fulfilling connections. It's not always easy, but trust me, it's totally worth it. You deserve to have relationships that nourish you, support you, and make you feel good. Ready to take action? Start by reflecting on a relationship where boundaries need work. What one small step can you take this week to set a boundary? Maybe it's saying no to an extra commitment or asking for more space when you need it. Don't forget, share your thoughts and experiences with me. Leave a comment below, join the conversation on social media, and let's keep building a community of empowered individuals who know how to create healthy, fulfilling relationships. Until next time, keep those boundaries strong and that mind quiet.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.